Welcome to China in Focus. I'm Tiffany Meyer. Our top story, President Biden inking the TikTok divestment bill into law. Will the app sever ties with its Chinese parent or risk being ousted from U.S. app stores? U.S. prosecutors want the founder of a crypto exchange giant to serve 3 years in prison. The Chinese-born businessman pleaded guilty to breaking money laundering laws. Rooting out spies, raiding Chinese firms, plus launching a probe. The European Union is launching a series of moves aimed at China just ahead of the Chinese leader's first visit to Europe in 5 years. And Germany arrests an EU Parliament staff member on suspicion of spying for China, taking the tally of alleged Chinese spies arrested in Europe recently to 6. From President Biden's Oval Office in Washington to the negotiating table in Beijing, all eyes are on the pivotal relations between the U.S. and China. NTD's Washington correspondent Jack Bradley brings us the latest on the new TikTok law, the massive foreign aid package, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken's trip to China.
President Biden signed that law just right here this morning at the White House and promised immediately to send $1 billion in weapons to Ukraine. Now, most of this aid is going to be going to Ukraine, about $61 billion of it. Meanwhile, $26 billion is heading to Israel and over $8 billion to Taiwan. Here's President Biden this morning.
And it's an investment in our own security, because when our allies are stronger, and I want to make this point again and again, when our allies are stronger, we are stronger.
Now, this package also includes a separate measure that forces TikTok to divest from its Chinese owner, ByteDance, or be banned on U.S. app stores. It has about a year to do so. Now, that's because of data privacy concerns, as the Chinese regime can access TikTok's user data for anyone who uses TikTok in the world.
What we're focused on right now in implementing the bill is working through that divestment in a way that is consistent with the intent of the law and consistent with the national security concerns that brought the law into force in the first place.
Meanwhile, State Department Secretary Antony Blinken is in China, and among many things he'll be discussing are human rights. Now, the State Department earlier this week just released a report on China's human rights, documenting the atrocities they've committed and are still committing today against the Uyghurs and Falun Gong, which is a spiritual practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Here's Vedant Patel, the Deputy Secretary spokesperson at the State Department.
On the Secretary's visit to China, he said he would address human rights, but on this report that came out on Monday, will he specifically address the persecution of religious groups like the Uyghurs and Falun Gong? And what have talks been like on this in the past?
So what I can say is that in every engagement that we have had with the People's Republic of China since the onset of this administration, human rights have always been on the agenda, and they will continue to be so. And I have no doubt that human rights will be discussed this week while the secretary is there.
Now, Steve, this all comes on the anniversary of 1999's April 25th incident. Which is when 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners went to Beijing to protest the arrest of Falun Gong practitioners in China. The CCP, the Chinese regime, has used this incident since then to escalate the persecution against Falun Gong, which still continues in China today.
The bill gives TikTok's Chinese parent ByteDance 270 days to sell the app. Failure to do so will lead to TikTok's nationwide removal from U.S. app stores. But selling TikTok could be easier said than done. Lawmakers say the bill is meant to sever TikTok's ties to China instead of blocking users from accessing it.
We're not wanting to kill TikTok. You in the U.S. who like it, you can use it. We're just going to get the nefarious hand of the Chinese Communist Party out of our open media system.
TikTok CEO vows to defeat the bill. He posted a video on the platform right after Biden signed the bill.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere.
The new legislation means the clock is ticking for TikTok's future in the U.S. The deadline for the app's Chinese parent to sell it set at January 19th next year. But President Biden could extend the due date an extra 90 days. But that's only if he determines there's progress being made towards a TikTok divestment. So, is selling the app even possible? TikTok's parent ByteDance is a Chinese tech company and subject to Chinese law. The The center issue is TikTok's algorithm, the special strategy the app uses to attract 170 million U.S. users. Chinese analysts say selling TikTok would mean exporting the powerful technology, which Beijing is likely to block.
As it relates to China, they should allow it, right? They should allow it to be sold. We believe that it is possible. There are already American investors who are willing and are interested in buying TikTok.
A business consultant said in China, companies cannot merge and divest without approval from Chinese authorities. Then what might happen if TikTok does launch lawsuits against the U.S. law? The new act could get paused during the legal battles, which could mean years until the case is closed. But if a court refuses to grant TikTok a temporary injunction, the company has to obey the law. Zooming back out, if the app fails to separate from China, it will face removal from all U.S. app stores, plus get cut off from internet services that support it. Biden's campaign is still active on the app, having posted at least one video after he signed the bill that could oust it. Are the $95 billion foreign aid package and potential ban on TikTok in America's favor? NTD's Stephanie Cox spoke with Gordon Chang, distinguished senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute and author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War, to discuss.
Gordon, good to see you again. You've pointed to the benefits of potentially banning TikTok through this bill, but other areas of the bill are controversial among conservatives, with some Republicans calling the foreign aid a betrayal to the American people. Gordon, is this aid in America's interest?
I think that it certainly is. Due to some disastrous external policies on the part of the Biden administration, especially with the catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States has lost the initiative in the world, and our enemies are attacking us. You have China waging proxy wars on three continents. And that is, of course, Europe and Ukraine. You've got North Africa and Israel. So right now, we need to defend our friends and allies where we are being attacked. And I know people don't want to do this. Nobody wants to send lots of money outside of the United States when we have needs at home. But the point is, we really don't have a choice.
And there is aid for Israel in this package. How is the connection with China there in terms of the war? And of course, this aid bill also targets Taiwan. You've had your eye on the Indo-Pacific for a long time, and China is still very aggressive there. Just recently, the Philippines said that they saw 55 Chinese vessels in the South China Sea. What role do you think the funding could play for Taiwan and securing the region, and do you think that it's enough there?
Well, certainly it's not enough, but really the issue here is not Taiwan's military equipment. It's really the support of the United States. And the United States could stop an invasion of Taiwan before it starts by merely having the President of the United States say clearly that we will defend Taiwan. Now, we can do other things to back up that. So, for instance, a mutual defense treaty, basing some tripwire forces in Taiwan, other things. These have worked in South Korea, where South Korea would be overwhelmed by North Korean forces. But North Korea doesn't invade because we have 27,000 American troops in South Korea. And North Korea knows it would have to fight the U.S. It's the same dynamic in Taiwan. We know how to stop this invasion. We have a political system, unfortunately, in Washington across the spectrum from Republicans to Democrats who don't want to do what's necessary to maintain peace across the Taiwan Strait.
FBI Director Christopher Wray highlighted significant security fears Tuesday over Chinese-owned TikTok, speaking on NBC News.
They are currently attempting to steal our AI and hack American technology every day. When it comes to TikTok, we are concerned very specifically about the risks that poses, given China's well-demonstrated playbook.
Director Wray emphasized TikTok's parent company ByteDance and its close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Wray also urged Americans to recognize that all of TikTok's extensive power, access, and control are basically in the hands of the Communist Party. These remarks echo widespread concerns that TikTok poses a serious threat to U.S. national security. Former President Trump hosted former Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso at Trump Tower in New York on Tuesday. During the reception, Trump sent a message to the people of Japan.
It's a great country. You're doing very well. Shinzo was a great friend of mine. He was a great, he was truly a great man and somebody that we all respected and we really loved. And I miss him greatly.
Shinzo Abe, who Trump mentioned, was the former Japanese prime minister who was assassinated in 2022. Trump formed a close relationship with him during his presidency. Trump and Aso also stressed the significance of the U.S.-Japan alliance on the physical and economic fronts, especially in the face of threats posed by China and North Korea. Aso's trip comes only 2 weeks after the current Japanese prime minister, Kishida, visited the White House. Japan has been trying to connect with people close to Trump ahead of the November election. There are concerns that if he wins, the former president could reinstate protectionist trade measures or take other steps that could hurt the Japanese economy. Catching spies, raiding a Chinese firm, launching a probe into Chinese medical devices. The European Union is making a series of moves before Chinese leader Xi Jinping's visit next month. The trip would mark his first to Europe in 5 years. He's set to visit Hungary, Serbia, and France. The EU launched a probe into China's medical devices market Wednesday to see if European medical devices makers have received fair access to the Chinese market. If not, the EU would restrict Chinese firms from bidding in EU's public tenders. This comes a day after EU authorities raided a Chinese firm over a foreign subsidies investigation. Called NakTech, it makes devices that scan baggage in airports. European countries have also been rooting out alleged spies for China. Germany has arrested 4 people for allegedly spying for China. One of them is an aide to a top German lawmaker in the EU Parliament. The UK also charged 2 for allegedly spying for China. One of them is a researcher for a British lawmaker. Xi's visit to Europe comes at a precarious time. Ukraine is set to receive over $60 billion in aid from the U.S. to support its fight against Russia. Trade tensions between Europe and China remain high, and the 2024 race for the White House is also heating up. A 3-year jail sentence for the founder of the world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, was originally based in China, but later moved overseas. Changpeng Zhao pleaded guilty to breaking U.S. anti-money laundering requirements last year. The company also agreed to pay a hefty fine over $4 billion. Zhao originally faced up to 18 months in prison, but the Justice Department said he deserves 3 years because of the scope of his crime. Prosecutors said much of Binance's success has to do with violating U.S. law and that Zhao's decision not to put an effective anti-money laundering program in place led the company to allow transactions for users in Iran. Authorities said the sentence will not just send a message to Zhao, but also to the world. His sentencing is scheduled for late April. The latest development in a slew of arrests across Europe, German authorities busted an aide to a European Parliament member on suspicion of spying for China. Prosecutors said the aide also spied on Chinese opposition groups in Germany.
German police have arrested an aide to a member of the European Parliament for the far-right Alternative for Germany on suspicion of spying for China. Prosecutors named him as Jian Ji in a statement on Tuesday and accused him of passing information about discussions in the European Union legislature to Chinese intelligence. The website of Maximilian Krah, the AfD's top candidate in June's election to the assembly, lists Jian Guo as one of his assistants. Krah said he learned of Guo's arrest from the media. In a social media post, he said that if the allegations are true, it would lead to Guo's immediate dismissal. The aide also spied on Chinese opposition figures in Germany, prosecutors said. He was arrested in Dresden on Monday. Germany's interior minister called the case very serious and said if the charges were proven, it would be an attack on the internal constitution of democracy in Europe. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry told a briefing that reports of Chinese espionage in Europe were hype and intended to discredit and suppress China. Anxiety about alleged Chinese spying has mounted across Western Europe in recent months. On Monday, 3 German nationals were arrested on suspicion of handing over technology with military applications. The same day, 2 men were charged in Britain with spying for China. One was reported to have worked for a prominent lawmaker in the governing Conservative Party.
Coming up, is China taking sides against Israel? We hear more on that from an Israeli politician and get his take on Israel's relations with China going forward.
China doesn't care about Israel. What they care about is to threaten Western civilization.
China's Olympic doping scandal back in the spotlight. 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for banned substances before the Tokyo Olympics in 2021, but still won 6 medals. Updates on the outcry. And an award-winning film depicting a nationwide persecution in China screens on Capitol Hill. The movie tells the story of university students who risked their lives to expose a brutal campaign launched by the Chinese regime. More on that after the break here on China in Focus. Welcome back to China in Focus. I'm Tiffany Meyer. Is China leveraging the conflicts raging in the Middle East for its own gain? We spoke with Ohad Tal, a member of the Israeli parliament who sits on the Security and Foreign Affairs Committee, for his thoughts on the Gaza war and what role China plays in it. How do you view China's role in the conflicts in the region?
This is China, North Korea, Iran, and Russia are basically one evil alliance, which again, their goal is not just to threaten Israel. China doesn't care about Israel. What they care about is to threaten Western civilization, is to threaten Western values, is to destroy Western values and to destroy the free world. This is what they're aiming. And again, it's time, I think, for America to wake up and realize it, because if we will bury our heads in the ground, it will not make it disappear.
On that note, given all of this, would you support Israel minimizing relations with China?
For sure. I think that Israel should not cooperate in any way with all these countries who are threatening us. North Korea, China, Iran, and Russia as well. I mean, they all joined to this one evil alliance, and not just Israel. Again, I think the whole free world should realize the threat and sanctioning them, and not working together with them in order to destroy ourselves.
A doping scandal surrounding Chinese Olympic swimmers is heating up. The U.S. anti-doping chief has demanded a probe into how the World Anti-Doping Agency handled the matter. This follows an investigation by the New York Times showing the athletes used a banned drug, 6 of whom won medals in 2021. NTD's France correspondent David Vives speaks with an anti-doping expert for more.
3 months ahead Paris Olympic Games, recent revelations from the New York Times are sparking outrage at the United States Anti-Doping Agency. At the center of the storm is the World Anti-Doping Agency, which decided not to pursue sanctions against 23 Chinese swimmers who tested positive for trimetazidine, or TMZ, 6 months ahead of the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. The agency relied on explanations from the Chinese anti-doping agency that the athletes were inadvertently exposed to TMZ due to contamination in a hotel where they were staying. French doping expert Jean-Pierre de Mondenard, who has worked in the field for 50 years, said contamination is impossible.
It took 3 months for China anti-doping agency to come up with the story of the contamination. 3 months just to realize it. But when you know trimetazidine, you can't see how it arrives at your home by chance, or float like a powder somewhere, or ventilate in a ventilation system. No, it's not possible.
China's 30-member swimming team won 6 medals at the Tokyo Games, including 3 golds. The head of the United States Anti-Doping Agency said he would consider legal action against the World Anti-Doping Agency. De Mondenard says there might be flaws with the World Anti-Doping Agency, which failed to address the doping issues in the world of sport in a broader perspective.
This has always been the number one flaw in the fight against doping, particularly since the creation of the World Anti-Doping Agency. How can it be independent when it's controlled by the International Olympic Committee? There are several anti-doping agencies, and their staff knows each other perfectly. As a result, the rest of the world has to bow down to their decisions.
Trimetazidine, usually prescribed to prevent angina attacks, is also banned in the US, even for medical usage. De Mondenard says there is no proof or supported study showing what exactly TMZ does as doping agent, although it marks a will to cheat for those who take it.
Trimetazidine has never been shown to be effective in sports, since there have never been any studies to determine whether it improves athletic performance.
The New York Times also reported on Monday that the White House was calling for an inquiry into the Chinese swimmers. David Vives, NTD News, Paris.
An award-winning film depicting China's human rights abuses is hitting the big screen on Capitol Hill. It delves into the life of a student at an elite Chinese university who risked his life and career to expose a nationwide persecution. NTD's Sam Wong has more.
Chinese government's own estimate is...
On Tuesday, the award-winning film Unsilenced hit the big screen on Capitol Hill. Based on actual events, the movie tells the story of a group of university students who risked their lives to expose a brutal nationwide persecution by the Chinese regime. The film follows the footsteps of Wang, a Falun Gong practitioner, and a jaded American journalist who finds himself lost in the industry he loves. Facing possible arrest, torture, and death, they must make a choice, remain silent, or tell the public the truth.
It probably deserves a wider distribution to let people know what the situation is in China.
I thought it was deeply informative. It was also really poignant and disturbing.
It just made me want to think about the people more in China, those who had the same belief as I do.
Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. On July 20, 1999, the Chinese Communist Party launched a nationwide persecution against the group, even mobilizing state-run media to defame its teachings.
No power is allowed to exist outside the party, and that's something that's characteristic of totalitarian regimes.
Unsilenced has received a string of honors, including the Audience Award at the 2021 Austin Film Festival. Reporting from Washington, D.C., Sam Wong, NTD News.
Coming up on NTD, stay tuned for America's Hope with Kelly Wright. What's happening on college campuses across America as alarming reports come in? Protesters heard chanting death to Israel and death to America. Tonight, Kelly Wright sits down with Ishik Abla, Lana Silk, and Arab Christian pastor Stephen Corey. They share their hope for bridging the divide amongst Jews, Muslims, and Christians. That's tonight at 10 p.m. after China in Focus. Thanks for watching. See you tomorrow.